fox. Fox squirrel is a reddish kind of a squirrel, and gray is just gray.
And do you have one that's anything that looks like a fox squirrel?
Fox squirrel is the biggest, bigger than the gray.
Do you have anything that looks like a squirrel but runs on the ground?
Not that I know of.
And how about an animal that smells pretty bad if you scare him?
Polecats.
Skunks.
Yeah.
Do they go after chickens?
Skunk.
Well, they never did.
I don't think they bother the chickens. I'll tell you the one thing they'll do. We used to have lots of cutworms out here in our garden. We plant our stuff in the spring, and the cutworms would cut it down. Cabbage and such like, beans, they cut them down. And them polecats or skunks, they got to coming in here and they make a little hole like a funnel. Their nose is sharp, and they'll scratch out a hole, and then they'll ram the head down in there. They can smell if there's a worm down in the ground, and that's the reason they dig that hole, because they know there's a worm down there, they think there is in there. And then they reach down in there, that nose, and it being sharp makes it leave like a funnel, you know.
Mm.
And by the way, we don't have no cutworms here much now.
They really cleaned them out.
They cleaned them out.
Mm-hmm.
We still have some, but they ain't nothing like it used to be.
Well, a little later on, the weather goes warming up a little, they'll be working all over that garden.
And then there's a big old, what they call a grub worm, they work after them too. We have lots of them things here. Big old white grub worm.
There's some skunks bunked up not far from here. They come up here around the house. A lot of guys can smell them.
You can smell them here at night.
The dog scares them. Yeah, how about different kinds of frogs? You have frogs that are pretty good size.
Oh, there's several different kind of frogs around here. There's one that the toad frog is one of your best friends. He lives off of insects.
He stays in. He doesn't get around water.
Oh yes, he gets around water, but then. He's a dry land animal, or whatever you want to call him. And if you ever watch one, if there's a frog sitting down there on the floor now, and a fly lights down there pretty close, you'll see him watching that fly directly. His tongue's fastened up here in front and plays the back end.
Oh.
And he flops that tongue out, and that fly sticks to that tongue.
And real fast.
He get it like that.
You see about it, just see him sort of bow his head.
And then there's what they call the bullfrog. He stays in the water.
Mm-hmm. And what about
the tree frog?
And then there's another one called tree frog.
Is a tree frog the same as a rain frog?
Yeah, I guess.
I've heard them call rain frogs.
Yeah, I've heard people say
when they holler, it's gonna rain.
I've heard people say that tree frog hollered, fixing rain.
And
yeah, I guess that's what you call a rain frog.
Things with hard shells.
Terrapin.
Is a terrapin on? Does he stay around water or?
He's
on
dry land. Yeah. You think about turtles?
Turtles
are
water.
I wouldn't care if I had a turtle. I'd bigger up trouble. They're good
to eat.
You might as right. And I'd rather have a eel that long as any you catch me.
Speaking of that, what are those things that